USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is bracing for some bad economic numbers this week. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre warned that food and gas prices will probably be elevated when the latest consumer price index comes out on Wednesday. President Biden is set to start a trip to the Middle East Tuesday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the trip comes at an important time in history for that region.
This trip will reinforce a vital American role in a strategically consequential region. And also, it will reinforce that our role is different today than it was 20 years ago on the eve of the war in Iraq.
Many Republicans believe that the president's trip to the Middle East makes him look weak and believe the president plans to ask the Saudis to pump more oil. The Dow losing 164 points on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden takes a victory lap after signing a gun control bill into law late last month.
President Biden, outside the White House Monday morning, praised new gun control measures in the wake of recent shootings. Selling the new laws to the American people, Biden claims gun violence is the number one killer of kids in our country.
When guns are the number one killer of children in the United States of America, let me say it again. Guns are the number one killer of children in the United States.
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, the leading cause of death for children ages 1 through 19 is unintentional injuries or accidents at 57% of the total deaths. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate also back in session in Washington. Senate Republican leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is praising the Supreme Court's recent ruling, which kicks abortion rights back to each state. This as Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, announces he has COVID. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order last week that encourages state officials to return illegal immigrants to the border. South Carolina Republican Congressman Nancy Mace says that the flow of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs across the border is affecting every part of the United States.
What is the administration doing? Absolutely nothing, which is why you're going to see a giant red wave in November, why it's important to back Republicans who have solutions, Republicans like Governor Greg Abbott and others along the border and others in Congress that have solutions to this looming crisis that's getting worse and worse by the day.
Back in May, Ford recalled about 39,000 Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator large SUVs in the United States. The company expanded that recall to cover more than 66,000 vehicles from the 2021 model year after getting reports of more fires. Ford is asking owners to park them outside after a series of engine fires were reported after the ignition switches were off. Ford saying they've traced the cause of the fires to printed circuit boards that are susceptible to an electric short. The British composer who came up with the iconic James Bond theme is dead at the age of 94. Monty Norman dying Monday after a short illness. Norman composed the score for Sean Connery's Dr. No, with the instrumental going on to become the theme for the whole franchise. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.